Blog Talk Radio.
All right. It's up late night, and I got a subject on my mind. A lot of people are, you know, in general have tried playing kids. Sometimes kids are unplanned. Sometimes, you know, they're blessed and religious, not religious. And I hear some people argue or try and prove themselves to people. But the situation is this. If you're married and you have a kid and you're not employed right now, sometimes that's how it happens. I listened to a lady's story who said that she was married or whatever, and when she had money, she had a miscarriage. So this time, she is having a kid, and she doesn't have a job. Her and her husband are both laid off. So the bottom line is, if you want to have kids, you're going to have kids. I heard somebody make a comment on the lady's situation saying, first she said it was a mistake, then she said it was a blessing. There's a thousand things in life that can be a mistake and can be a blessing. You may take a wrong turn somewhere on a GPS map and end up taking a back road, whereas if you'd have followed the GPS map, you'd have ran right into where it was a big traffic jam or a big accident, or you would have been involved in a four-lane accident. So if something is a mistake, sometimes it is a blessing. Sometimes you may miss a train or a bus or a plane or something, and then something crazy goes wrong with that train or that plane or that bus. You know, hopefully nothing frantic, but it could be something where you got injured or somebody on that plane could have threw up, or they might have had to make an emergency landing. So there's all type of things in life that's a mistake that becomes a blessing. It happens all the time. You learn from your mistakes. So it really, most mistakes to me are blessings, because it teaches you not to do that same stupid thing again. But for somebody to sit there and say it's not an ideal situation, that sounds stupid to me, because nothing in life is an ideal situation. You know, sometimes good things happen, sometimes bad things happen. So let's say somebody planned to have kids, right? Let's say you overplan to have kids. And when you have kids, you're doing well, blah, blah, blah. What if when the kid gets in high school and they're ready to drive, or they're ready to have a car, or they want things that are more expensive, like prom and graduation money and all that stuff, what the hell are you going to do if you get laid off then? What happens if you get laid off what if you and your husband get laid off when your kid's 15? Y'all had great jobs all the way up to they was 15, but then when they get 15, you both get laid off. Then what do you say? So my biggest argument is, so what if the lady didn't have the ideal situation? So what? That's life. Not everything's going to be ideal, but you have to get up, you have to hustle, you have to find ways to make money. Sometimes you may have to move to a different city. Sometimes you may have to do this. I mean, that's just life. I know a guy here who, where I live at, he couldn't find no jobs where he was at. So he had to go to L.A. to make money, and he was making so much money at L.A. at his job that he was able to send money back to his house, afford an apartment, and have his wife come out every once in a while to visit him. So sometimes you have to just grind and hustle, you know, chastise somebody because they don't have kids at what you consider to be the ideal situation. Because who's to say 5 years from now they won't get laid off? Who's to say 5 years from now your radio show be as popular as it is, and people stop listening to you and they go to somebody else? There's no, you never know what's going to happen in life. So obviously you try and plan for their future. You think ahead, but you don't know what's going to happen. You may plan all these things, and when I'm 50, this may happen. You may drop dead at 40. So my thing is, if you had a kid and you're married and you and your husband are struggling right now, so what? Do your best to raise that kid. You forgetting that people in the 20s and 30s and all these other things are the ones who built this country as great as it is, because they went through the Great Depression. They set up things so we wouldn't ever have to go through something that crazy again. The Great Depression has only come from selfish greed and a lack of using your brain. You have to use your brain. You have to use your brain. You have to invest in yourself, and you have to logically think, what's going to make money go around in a circle? How can everybody profit off of everybody and not everybody want to be greedy and just profiting off people while you sit around on top like you the king or something? So if you had a child and it wasn't planned, but you're married, so what? It's a lot of us walking around right now. I guarantee you ask your parents if you was a mistake or not. And then I guarantee you if that kid, when you're young, the parent may say, oh, yeah, that kid was a mistake. Then if his ass turns out to be Denzel Washington or mother effing Angelina Jolie or something like that, one of the most famous, most richest, wealthiest women or men in the world, then I bet you the parent isn't talking about how that kid was a mistake anymore. I bet you that parent's talking about how much they love their baby and all that other garbage. So let's not be idiotic, people, and trying to overplan, because there's a lot of times you may overplan and then some things go wrong. Think about how many times you've went to a conference or you went to a play or something where you bought your tickets to something a month beforehand and it ended up being canceled or weather shut it down or, you know, whatever. Usually with travel, it's okay because most of the time with travel, the travel company will reimburse you your money or they'll give you a free trip or they'll get you to your destination. So, but there's plenty of times where conferences and concerts have been canceled because something's went wrong. And you may have been the first one to buy it a month ahead of everybody. Sometimes the shit work out, sometimes it don't. But then sometimes it works out perfect for the person who buys it an hour beforehand because it's like, okay, I know this person is definitely here, so I'm going to make my money. Now, I can see where irresponsibility in having kids comes into play. That's if. How do I want to say this? That's if, let's say you had a kid once early and it was a mistake, but you're like, you know what, I wanted a kid, so that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. The problem is if you keep having a kid year after year after year, if you say the first one is a mistake and you're having a hard time keeping a job, you're having a hard time keeping a job, you're having a hard time making money, then you go and say to yourself, okay, crap. How am I going to fix this situation or how am I going to stop? So if you have one kid and it happens when you're in your early 20s, your 30s, whenever you have your kid, if you have one and you know you're not have a consistent job, then you say, okay, I need to be more careful with this, married or not married. It doesn't matter. If you have a kid, all right, you say, okay, boom, I have one. Maybe I need to slow down because I need to get a solid job. I don't need to just keep having kids if I don't have a solid job. So that's fine. The problem with it is when you have women who have a kid every year, every year, every year, and they know they don't have a solid job and they live in the hood. Now you got your kids sleeping in bunk beds and three boys, two girls, just having a kid after kid, that shows irresponsibility. Because when you come into this world, it's hard. You know, it's hard to happen. So I hate when people say dumb stuff saying, I made a mistake, but children are a blessing. Don't criticize somebody for saying that. What if that kid is a blessing to them? What if it was a mistake, but that mistake does come a blessing? You don't know. They may struggle for 10 years or 15 years. Their child may become a daggone child star, and he's able to take care of their parents forever until his parents decease and himself. So there's so many ways you can go about it. Love your children for who your children are. Don't try and overplan and always kill a kid or keep on taking birth control, because a lot of times, to be honest with you, birth control screws up women's body. People don't want to talk about that. The best thing to do is pull and pray or wear rubber. That's all there's to it. Pull and pray, wear rubber. That's usually the best method, because guess what? There's people who've got pregnant on birth control pills, believe it or not. Plenty of people got pregnant on birth control pills. Hundreds of thousands of people. So, you know, not every type of, you know, birth control method works either. So, people, we just got to be realistic with each other and respect each other. Everything in life is not going to come out perfectly. You and your wife are not going to be able to have a combined income of $100,000 a year and be able to have a kid. It just happens. I've lived with rich people before. You remember in the early 2000s when Bush first got in office, I know a lot of people that worked at Procter and Gamble were freaking out because they were worried about the stock market crashing. Now that's 14 years later, the stock market's still up. But guess what? They didn't kill themselves. They didn't go crazy. And a lot of times it's funny to me that people say, I'm not financially fit for something, and they're making hundreds of thousands of dollars. People, one thing about life is life ain't that sophisticated. It's a lot of shit that you have that you don't need. There's a lot of things that are luxury that you don't need. What you need is food, clothing, and shelter. Those are the necessities. And if you have those levels, you're usually all right. Electricity, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, we've got used to electricity. It's great. Electricity, cable, internet, all that shit is a luxury. All that's a luxury. Now, I guess you can say the internet nowadays is more of a necessity because you can't get a job or do shit without the internet. You can't fill out an application while being on the internet. There's very few places you can go now and just fill out an application, talk to somebody, and get hired. Maybe a couple fast food joints, et cetera, et cetera. But usually people have your things on file. So all I want to say is when you have a kid, is when you have a kid. If you're not married and you don't feel like that's right, okay, have your one kid and try not to have any more unless you're married or unless you're financially fit or the person that you're having the kid with is financially fit. So your kid don't have to grow up and deal with struggles and don't have to see you struggle, and so you can get your kids in the best school and give them the best opportunity for the best livelihood. That being said, though, even some of the richest kids still get cancer and sick and pneumonia and all those other good things. So, bottom line is, people, live your life, man. Just live your life. Try and plan the best you can, but don't overplan because you. I don't care who, no matter how many people have seen it. You may overplan as much as you want to, but if something go wrong, something go wrong. You don't have no control over that. You just gotta hope and pray that nothing goes wrong. Some people say life is luck. Some people say life is a blessing. Some people say you're blessed by God. I'll go with the more religious thing. I think I'm blessed. All right. If you want to say it's luck, say it's luck. Whatever you believe, you got your right to believe. We live in the United States of America. I'll end off with this. If you had kids, if you're pregnant now, and you're going through struggles with your husband, your boyfriend, or whatever, don't take it as a negative because you want to keep your kid and you want to raise your kid because you have no idea 2 years from now you could have the best job on the planet Earth. I've seen it happen before where I was broke and I thought nothing would ever get better. And then a month or two later, I had more money in my pocket than I could ever imagine. Just from investing and working hard, or just going to get a job and then moving up in a position. It's so many things that can happen, ladies and gentlemen. It's so many things. And I know people are gonna laugh when I say this shit, but you can go to Wendy's, be an hourly employee, the manager like you move up to assistant manager. Within 3 years, you'll be a district manager. After that, you could be a regional manager. So you went from a salary employee in 1 year to within 5 years, now you're making six figures. So it's all about the mind, ladies and gentlemen. Don't feel bad if you had a kid and your financial situation is not great right now, because you never know. Your financial situation could be great right now, and then 10 years from later, when the kid gets older and he wants more things, then your financial situation can go down here. So it'd be better off that it's worse now when the kid is less expensive, rather than when he gets older and it becomes more expensive. Peace out. Have a good night.